For those who enjoy maps, there is a new work of fiction called A Mapmaker's Dream by James Cowan. The novel recounts the story of an obscure Italian monk who served as a cartographer to the Venetian court in the 16th century and who tried to create a perfect map of the world. Alan Chews has a review.
In a brief introduction, James Cowan tells us how in the late 1980s he took a research trip to Venice and stumbled on a copy of a treatise by a Renaissance cartographer, a monk named Fra Mauro, a manuscript that describes his quest to compose the ultimate map of the world. That's the premise of this resonant work of historical fiction. From a tiny cell on a Venetian island, Fra Mauro tells how his growing reputation as a cartographer leads him to become the repository for all the tales of the world travelers, missionaries, businessmen, sailors, passing through the great east-west crossroads of Venice. These stories are as fabulous as any in the work of ancient historians. Fra Mauro transcribes them, one after another, tales of the one-eyed and one-legged warriors of Central Asia, of whom it's said they hop faster than horses, or of the people of a distant place called Borithabeth, where the men, their skin frozen and caked hard with mud, resemble nothing but dogs and attack their enemies by tearing at them with their teeth. Fra Mauro recounts story after story as he seeks to construct the ultimate map, a map, as he puts it, that will show the earth in the sky and the sky on earth, a map that would act as a prototype for all maps scattered in space and in time. You can hear the mystical tone in his meditations. He also demonstrates a Borges-like attentiveness to the matter-of-fact presence of the fabulous. And on top of all this, he offers a marvelously romantic catalog of antique ports and cities and continents. James Cowan ingeniously recreates Fra Mauro's life work. His book carries us into the mind of a genius of a time when maps and visions differed vastly from our own.
The book is called A Mapmaker's Dream by James Cowan. Reviewer Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.